This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, welcome everybody. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sunday edition happening from the Truth About Cancer Live 2019 in Anaheim, California. And I just want to give you a heads up in the second hour, a rock star. And I don't know if you have you. My first guest is also a rock star in a different way in the dental field, and I'm just so grateful to have him on, Thomas Lokensgaard. And Doctor, have you met Dr. Andy Wakefield yet?
Yes.
What did you see his talk yesterday on herd immunity?
It was amazing.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. So we're going to talk about that a little later, and I just wanted to get a sneak preview for everybody to know that today's show is going to be absolutely fantastic with the information we have, the guests we have on as well. But we're going to kick it into gear. I've heard some that more holistically oriented, biologically oriented dentists that say all health begins in the mouth. Maybe that was a Weston Price statement. I don't know exactly who was credited with that. But Dr. Thomas Lokensgaard, you also know Ty Bollinger very well in the family, caring for them.
Yep.
And, you know, we had lunch together and we were talking, you know, about different dental issues. And I could tell immediately you're a guy that I could call a friend and I don't have to let's do anything but just say, I'm going to pull the cord once and then I'll let you go. I'll be back in an hour. We're going to talk dentist.
We've been doing this a while.
Yes. And you know, when you went through dental school, how long ago was it? Are you at liberty to say?
1980.
Okay. And at that time, were they still promoting the use of these dental amalgams that are 50 or so percent mercury?
That's all we did.
And
that's all we did.
At what point, and fluoride treatments, right?
Fluoride treatments.
And root canals.
And root canals.
At what point?
And removal of wisdom teeth.
Removal of wisdom teeth. At what point did you have an epiphany or awakening, or was it a gradual transformation from the, because we talk about medical school training, allopathic medicine, they learn very little, if any, nutrition, you know.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's a great question, Robert. Basically, I was trained as a traditional dentist, like you said, doing mercury and removals,
mm-hmm.
or not removals at the time, but just mercury placements. And this young lady who happened to be my wife walks in and says, Tom, I don't want you giving our children fluoride anymore.
Wait. Your wife walks in and says,
to the dental practice and says, I don't want you giving our kids fluoride anymore. And I'm like, okay, so you're the expert now.
Yeah, I was thinking, you're like, I'm the doctor here.
I'm the guy that got trained up, right?
Yeah.
She goes, well, I've been reading Prevention Magazine, and I've been reading this, that, and Earl Mindell's Vitamin Bible, et cetera. And so I go, and the one thing she said to me, she goes, well, at least you didn't get mad at me.
You didn't yell at her.
I didn't yell at her, but it took me back a ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just go, okay, fine. And so we stopped doing fluoride. That was back in the early 80s.
Now, you had to have said, all right, let me see what you're reading.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you're like,
But we would, you know, she would say, no, it's got to be natural. I go, natural, schmatural. It doesn't mean anything to me.
That's your dental training,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I had a professor who was a PhD, very, very famous biochemist, and he said this to our class. He said, listen, he said, in America, we will never have a micro or a macronutrient deficiency because we have vitamin-enriched bread like Wonder Bread.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
And I wrote it down. I remember writing it down.
Wow. I used to call, once I woke up to this reality, Wonder Bread. I called it Memory Bread.
Yeah.
Because you could push it back and it would go back to its shape like
exactly.
It remembers it.
Accordion bread.
And, of course, they remove all of the minerals.
Yeah.
And that's how they get it to be white.
And then they put synthetic vitamins in there.
Yeah.
Which do nothing.
And what I learned as well is that when they refine everything out, what's hardest to refine out, ironically, are the heavy metals, like cadmium.
Exactly.
So you're actually getting heavy metal toxicity from your refined flours and breads and things like that. So on top of this, we haven't even technically got into the, let's put some mercury in your teeth, because that's good.
Right. But it always used to bother me, because I felt like doing metal fillings, I wasn't fixing anything. I wasn't helping my patients at all. And so... So I kind of had this revelation that, nutrition must have something to do with something. And my wife, again, was instrumental. But so then I joined this group called the American Nutraceutical Association, and they were located in Nashville. And this was a like-minded group that the MDs, DCs, and a few DDSs that understood the connection between nutrition and overall health. And that's where I met Dr. Mark Houston, who's a hypertensive physician in Nashville, very, very, world-renowned physician.
Mm-hmm.
And I joined, and then I went and I got my NMD training. It took me 3 years to get my NMD training in Birmingham, Alabama. And then I had a friend of mine who was a dental hygienist, and she says, Tom, with all you're doing, you should join the A4M. We should go to an A4M meeting. I go, what's the A4M? She says, the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Let's go. And me and my mother and you and Jan, you can go. And so we all went. And it was like a fire hose seminar. It was like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Like being a truth about cancer.
Yeah,
I mean, it was on the same level.
Right.
Only it blew me away. So I decided right then and there, okay, I'm gonna get certified by this group, and I'm gonna go through all their modules. And so then I became an anti-aging, naturopathic, biological dentistry, and then the biological dentistry actually kind of hit me.
Okay.
And then I then that connected. So I kind of went from the backside.
So from getting out of school in 1980, right, dental school?
1980.
How many years in practice before you started connecting to this?
I'm going to say 8 to 9.
8 to 9 years?
8 to 9,
almost,
10 years.
Almost a decade.
Say 10 years.
Okay, so you're a decade in what has now become traditional dental treatments that is very unconscious, fluoride-infested mercury.
We call it drill, fill, and bill.
Extension
for prevention.
Right.
Let's just drill it out. If there's a crack there, if there's a little hole, if there's a stain, let's just drill it out.
Right. So during the time of your awakening, and I know that it didn't happen all at one moment, but then you began to learn these things. At what point, though, did you also learn about the risks to you, much less your patient and anybody working in your office, to switch out? Like people that come to you
Correct.
And say, hey, I want this garbage out of me. Wake up, too.
That's right. Well, that didn't come until a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, as long as I'm doing this for the patients, and then my staff began to question it somewhat. And so then we kind of, as a group, decided, we really need to do this for us and our families. And so then that became an issue,
mm-hmm.
or became a priority, I should say.
For sure. All right. And so you engage in practices that keep yourself and your family
Correct.
Members, your work, everybody
Correct.
Safe. And that's, again, a big issue, because the dentists that haven't awoken up yet, that aren't conscious yet, are completely in danger every day, endangering
exactly.
the patients and themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then after that, actually kind of in that time frame, mm-hmm. I joined the IAO, the International
IAO.
Association of Orthodontics.
Okay.
And I began to do I got some orthodontic training, and I began to widen arches and look at facial form and that kind of thing. So that, and then I learned later from Jerry Tennant about oxygenation and voltage, and that not only do we say that health starts in your mouth,
mm-hmm.
that's where the oxygen, because this is what we're going to talk about today in the lecture.
Yeah.
Is that there's but one disease, and it's called aging.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because the oxygen levels are declining, the voltage is declining, mm-hmm. and that all depends on whether you're a mouth breather or a nasal breather.
Mm-hmm.
So I got into that. And so we do, in our practice, we do a ton of kids.
Very innovative already on what I'm hearing you, but a lot of kids.
Lots of kids.
Okay. I'm going to come to Nashville with my kids.
Well, I hope you
especially do. My daughter, because, we had to talk about that.
Treat you well, brother.
Oh, I know it. I know it. And, I say this very, I'm very cautious about dentists, even so-called holistic dentists, because, you know, experiences I've had with my wife, and, you know, I don't know if you briefly talked with her earlier today, and I've been open on the air over the years to talk about the tragedy of her getting some extractions, and they left apparently a cavitation, damaged the nerves, and then she's been suffering for years, you know, to the point where the trigeminal neuralgic pain, it's known as the suicide pain. And, you know, we found CBD, cannabis, and that saved her life. Honestly, she's here because of that. But still, and there have been other improvements, even the key technology of reducing the EMF inflammation from, you know, all the Wi-Fi and everything has helped. But there's still, you know, lingering issues. And, you know, I just want people to proceed with caution, to find someone like yourself that has that kind of experience and knows the, what's the pitfall potentially.
Right. And now, with you mentioned trigeminal neuralgia. Now there's neurogenic factor. They're called BDNF, brain-derived neurogenic factors. And they're like PQQ, NAD+, resveratrol. And what they do is they help nerves to grow. And we used to think in the old days that once a neuron was damaged, that that was it. That was the end of it. You'd never be able to replace it. Well, now we know through neurogenic growth factors that that's not true. We can actually grow new neurons.
Wow.
And that's enormous.
This is great news. I mean, I always felt like, you know, just about anything can regenerate.
Yeah.
One of my
designed it that way.
Yeah. One of the most important books that really set me on a course was The Body Electric by Dr. Robert Becker.
I remember that book.
And, you know, I've been working a lot on regenerative concepts, including the use of silver in the ion form, how it stimulates regrowth. So I could see this being a complement to that. And I've very curious to work with that, and maybe even connect you more with my wife on her
journey. Absolutely.
It's been brutal.
Another thing we can regenerate is enamel and dentin. Well, we can stop the decay process.
Okay.
And that comes from the dental fluid transport system and having the proper amount of minerals in your system. Because if your blood is not alkaline enough, your body will take minerals from the
skeletal tissue. Yeah.
Skeletal tissue and your teeth. Dump it in the blood and because if it gets outside this homeostatic level, which is very, very small, slightly alkaline,
yes.
you die.
Yeah. No,
and your body's well aware of that.
Very
so it's gonna sacrifice your teeth and your bone.
Yeah. So Doc, when somebody wants to come to see you, where do we send them? I know you're in Nashville area.
We're in Nashville.
But as far as a website so we connect everybody to
holistic, starting with an H, holisticdentistrytn.com.
Okay, holistic dentistry. I'm writing it down as we speak, y'all.
Yep.
Help y'all too. TN. TN for Tennessee.
.com.
All right, everybody check it out.
You know the plural for y'all?
What is the plural for y'all?
All y'all.
All y'all. Of course I know that. I was going to say use guys, but that's not for it. Listen, we got to take a break here. Can you stick around for one more second?
Sure.
I know we got a lot more to do here at The Truth About Cancer, and I'm grateful to be here with Dr. Tom Lokensgaard, and I hope y'all will learn. All y'all will learn from this man, and take care when you're taking care of your dental needs to someone that has this kind of experience and training. We'll be right back with more powerful healing. Go to robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it from Truth About Cancer. What a great conference. If you ever get a chance to see it, be there in person. But what was great about this weekend is that Ty and Charlene made it available for live streaming. If you're still, if you're listening live, we're still going strong at TTAC. And you can go to robertscottbell.com. And click the banner, and you can stream the last few hours, and maybe they'll do a bonus replay. And then hopefully you'll buy it eventually, because all of the talks, including my guest, Dr. Thomas Lokensgaard, is fantastic. Absolutely amazing stuff. Now, talking about dentistry, the alteration of the jaw, tooth structure, all of these things that seem to be, maybe call it a de-evolution due to nutritional decline.
Right.
This is the Weston Price concept, right? What have you found valid or that, or maybe needed to be tweaked, because there's a lot that's gone on since then?
Well, back in the 1920s, Weston A. Price went around and he looked at population groups. Mm-hmm. And he noticed that those people who ate a healthy diet, or ate a native diet for that matter, had well-developed jaws, well-developed faces, and very little dental decay. Mm-hmm. And so, fast forward, and we know now that it only took one generation to mess it all up.
Yeah.
With high fructose corn syrup, Spam, you know, Fritos, you know, Fruit Loops, all this kind of non-traditional nutritional value type food.
Right.
So what that's caused, and I can't really put my finger on this 100% other than to say that 80 to 90% of the children that I see have narrow constricted arches, very crowded teeth, and class 2, division 2 type jaws, which mean they have retruded chins.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is they become mouth breathers. And when they become mouth breathers, and this is what I explain to the moms.
I mean, I've done that. That's been my history.
I explain to the moms, look, if you breathe through your nose, where does the air go? It goes into your lungs, where there's a transfer of you know, blood and hemoglobin and oxygen. And if you're breathing through your mouth, it goes to your gut. So you never develop, and there's all kinds of issues with development of sphenoid spaces, arches, you look at tongue ties, mm-hmm. and we deal a lot with tongue ties. And so, basically, if you're a mouth breather, your tongue drops back at night and your jaws don't develop the way they should. Mm. So we look at all these kids and we kind of train them through a myofunctional orthodontics and orthopedics to become nasal breathers.
I imagine earlier is better.
That's earlier is always. Much better.
At what
much
point better. Does is it too late? Is there a point?
There's a point where you're done growing. Like males are done growing about 21,
yeah.
women about 19.
Okay.
But you can still open up those sutures. Mm-hmm. It's just simple orthopedics. You just apply pressure, and it takes longer in an adult. You can still do it. But the timing is really that you want to do it is very, very early on. Say if there's a myofunctional problem like a crossbite mm-hmm. or a tongue tie mm-hmm. or a very narrow constricted arch, we start them as young as 3.
Wow.
And there's these things called myomunchies now that we can put them in these little plastic.
There's my daughter.
Hey, Ariana, right?
Yes.
How you doing, Ariana?
This is going to be your new dentist.
How you doing, dude?
He's in Nashville. He takes care of the Bollingers.
Oh, but we're not in Nashville. Well,
we'll get there.
You're coming
we'll
to
visit.
Nashville.
We'll visit.
There's lots to
yeah,
do in Nashville.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a singer.
Right. So this is what we are. We're live on the air, technically. It's okay.
People just walk into the studio. Just
right?
Like
they
that.
Just come
they
right
just
in.
Drop
we don't,
in.
We don't have the on-the-air light. Listen, we only got a couple of minutes left with Dr. Thomas, and I want to... kind of get a sense that, you know, obviously the adults are set. You got to now correct things in a different
right,
way than
right.
we have, you know, young
right.
young children or even teens that
exactly.
we can do some changes for.
Right.
So
we can still change adults. We do it non-surgically. I mean, you can do it surgically too. And
yeah.
in very severe cases, like a class 3 where it looks like a chihuahua or a class, a severe class 2 where,
yeah.
where the chin is dropped back and, you know, and it's very severe.
Yeah.
You can correct those out surgically, but that's a last resort.
Mm.
I mean, I still believe, as a doctor, I still believe that there is a place and time for pharmaceuticals.
Sure.
And there's a place and time for surgery.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
I mean, as
but
a homeopath, I've said there's a place and time. You just
right.
got to narrow it down to the
it's
rarest
It's just not
the
your
rare.
First go-to.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Like it is with so many guys.
Yeah, like it is. Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot more I want to talk to you about. I know we're busy here.
Yeah.
I'm going to be introducing you, and I'm just, you know, really excited to connect with you more
yep.
about a lot of these
yep.
issues, because these are fascinating issues for,
I
think, of just about everybody.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a mouth or teeth or you want them, you don't want to lose the ones you have, obviously you want. But again, tread cautiously, because I think, just my experience, my opinion, that folks like yourself in the dental field are very rare, even among those that are holistically inclined.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And I want everybody to pray on it, too. Pray on, you know, the right person for you, because I've seen wonderful dentists be wonderful for one person and not for another.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I think there are things like that. You've got to find an alignment in that. So.
One thing we should tell the audience
yeah.
before we go is,
yeah.
is there are 3 professional organizations that they can look at. The HDA,
mm-hmm.
the Holistic Dental Association.
Okay.
The IABDM, that's the International Academy of Biological Dental Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a conference in
and real quick, what's the last one?
Okay, the IAOMT.
IAOMT, which I'm more familiar with.
Right.
All right, everybody, y'all, check it out. Holistic Dentistry TN for Tennessee.com. We'll be back with more powerful healing from the truth about cancer after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Amid growing chaos in Syria, President Donald Trump has officially ordered all U.S. troops to withdraw from the country's north to
to avoid a bloody conflict between Turkey and U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters that continues to get worse by the hour, according to Defense Secretary Mark Esper. The Pentagon had previously pulled away a number of troops from the Turkish attack zone along the border. With the escalation of violence, all U.S. forces along the border will now follow that move. Esper said, "We have American forces likely caught between two opposing advancing armies, and it's a very unwinnable situation." The Pentagon chief, who spoke in two TV interviews, did not say the approximately 1,000 U.S. troops in Syria are leaving the country entirely at this time. Trump's national security team plans to meet later to assess the situation, Esper said, and U.S. officials continue to urge the Turkish president to halt and reverse his action. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Back at it live for the Truth About Cancer 2019 in Anaheim, California. And why aren't you here? Actually, some people are here and they're listening to the show right now while watching it. So it's kind of crazy, but, you know, don't overload. You can catch the archive later, but go to robertscottbell.com. And when you do, you're going to see a link to hopeforbreastcancer.com. What's there? Dr. Eric Zielinski is here to share with us what is there. You know, you all know him because of his expertise with his wonderful wife and their essential oils, and we've talked about the books and things. But today, there's a whole other story of reality here for people that are suffering, thinking, oh, it's over, I got breast cancer. What a story I heard off the air. Eric, let's tell everybody what's going on.
Thanks for having me, RSB. We love
Good
you.
Good to see you.
Love your son.
Yes.
Have you talked about your son, by the way, and how talented he is? You got to get him on the show.
Well, he's the machinist. Like my daughter is, my daughter's the musician and a creative artist, and he's like the.
I love him.
He'll do backflips, but he's like also a professional hugger.
I was actually going to say that he gave me the most loving hug I think I've ever had in my life.
And I will tell the story to brag on my son. Thanks for bringing that up. When he was at Mount Dora Christian Academy, you know, graduated, and he was, you know, track and field. So they're honoring all the athletes that did their thing.
Yeah.
And the thing that was said by the track coach about my son is like, he's the best hugger in the world. I mean, this came out of nowhere. Like, you don't normally hear that. So I'm not just saying that. He's got all the gold stars on that.
Yeah, he gives that extended 2 extra 4 seconds, but it's not uncomfortable.
No, it's genuine. It's hard. You know, it's like Louis Pascalia. Remember how he's the hugging doctor?
Yes. So I remember him.
But but think about the breast cancer situation and the love and the tie into that as well. It's not only about toxicity in terms of chemical measurements, but there's realities here. We got to relate.
There's a lot of realities, and we need to create awareness to people that we know that if there's breath, there's hope, and it's not a death sentence, but there's options.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one thing that really, well, people need to know, first of all, go to hopeofbreastcancer.com. Reserve your seat for a free screening of the global premiere of a documentary. It's a full-length feature documentary. It's being submitted to film festivals across the globe. And there's so many things that we learned. And I had the privilege of directing and producing this film. By the way, I wasn't a director or a producer of a film.
It just happened.
And it started because of our love to help. And like we were mentioning earlier, the movement within the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing people don't realize that Ty and Shirley and Bollinger do is every year they get us together. It's like our second homecoming.
Yeah.
We get together in Nashville and we have a charity event. And they donate tens of thousands of dollars to various charities, and one of which is the Independent Cancer Research Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And so when my wife and I personally got, I would say no other word but to say attack. We got annihilated by cancer. I mean, we lost family member after family member, good friend getting diagnosed after good friend. It was, for about a decade, we were relatively untouched. And we almost lost touch of what it felt like to be personally affected by cancer. And then out of nowhere, it was boom. And so Sabrina and I gave it a lot of prayer and consideration. We're like, what can we do? And so we believe God put on a heart to donate a good chunk of money to the Independent Cancer Research Foundation. So we donated $50,000.
Wow.
Which I'll tell you.
That's significant.
That's a lot of money for us.
You know, Dr. Eric Zielinski is not big pharma. I mean, things that he and his wife do and his family does is just from the heart, like I said, and it's so giving. I've witnessed this man in action for many years. I just want you to know. And that, you know, what you're telling me is like so profound. You were moved, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, when we talk about research, though, most cancer research is focused on pharmaceuticals.
Yes, I know.
So this is not
that. We don't
want
to do that. And we wanted to make a statement, and we asked the Independent Cancer Research Foundation, will you use this money to personally sponsor a patient to go down to the Hope for Cancer Clinic in Cancun?
With Dr. Tony Jimenez.
Yes, because we wanted to make sure that at least one person's life was changed. Because that's my always concern. Whether I give money to church, whether I give money to an organization, where is it going? Mm-hmm. Is someone's life really being changed? And so with the money that Ty and Charlene helped donate to the Independent Cancer Research Foundation and some, we partnered with Cancer Tutor.
People
know Cancer Tutor.
Oh, yeah. Here on this show, every week they hear about Cancer Tutor.
Yeah.
So, yes.
So we partnered together, and a stage 2 breast cancer patient was chosen to go down to Dr. Tony's clinic, and we documented her story, and it turned out to be an extremely impactful, moving documentary.
So it's a breast cancer story, a diagnosis of stage, was it 2?
Stage 2.
So she goes down to Dr. Tony, and so you have a film crew following this on.
Yeah.
At the time that you started this, did you think feature film or documentary at all?
And that's the thing. We literally just wanted to give, because when you're hit, personally, when you lose family members over and over, and I can really relate to Ty and Shirley's story at this point on a very personal level.
Yeah.
You're like, what can we do? We have to do something. And here we are doing things online, and people follow our work, and like, we want to let people know, like, we're in this together.
Yeah.
You know, we're contributing. And so we just thought, you know what, let's just film her going to Cancun, and we'll just tell people, like, hey, here's our part.
Yeah.
But the cancer came back, and then something else happened, and then the cancer came back again, and then she was told she would never be pregnant again because of all the treatments and because of the cancer she had. And then she got pregnant. And then the day after she got pregnant, she was Tony called her and said, hey, we're seeing some activity here. And then story after story, like what was supposed to be like a weekend filming turned out to be 2 years of following this woman. And she's actually here today.
Whoa. Now, all right, okay.
dropped a lot on you.
Yeah, I know. You got cancer coming and going.
Yes.
Dr. Tony Amen is working with him more holistically, of course. And she becomes pregnant. Now, yeah. I'm imagining an allopathic oncologist going, there's no way you'll either have the baby, or if the baby is born, it's going to be healthy because, you know, all of this
exactly.
other thing.
Exactly.
And so that's the kind of message that's being sent out.
Oh, what happened yeah. was the doctor said, you'll never be pregnant again. And there's a part of the movie where she's crying in Tony's office, said, God put on my heart to have a baby boy. And Tony was like, it, like they just held hands. And I got to say, I fall in love with Dr. Tony.
He's a, what a like, heart-centered.
I've seen him
now
a lot in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Over and over as we get
no,
in the movie.
He's so genuine and so kind-hearted. His smile lights up a room, his laugh. And so, yeah, I love him dearly. So I'm so glad that they
hope.
Were. Yeah.
She never lost hope.
Yeah.
A, she never lost hope that she would be healed. Mm-hmm. And now, praise God, she's cancer-free. A, she never lost hope she'd be healed. And she never lost hope that she would have the baby that she's wanted for so many years. Because she got diagnosed, she found the lump right after starting to try to have a baby boy.
Mm.
It just happened. They just wanted to have a baby boy, and boom, it happened. And her whole world got flipped upside down. And so because of all these things, and I got to say, to happen what we did, and to end up having everything work out the way that it did, to have this full-length feature documentary under the budget that we had was just nothing short of a miracle. And so now we have all these partners from around the globe that are going to be promoting this. We already have tens of thousands of people signed up to watch the global screening.
Mm.
It comes out November 6th.
Oh, hey,
November
6th. Did you hear that? November 6th,
yes.
The global screening will be made available.
Yeah, free.
And by going to hopeforbreastcancer.com.
Hopeforbreastcancer.com. It's a five-day event.
Yeah.
We want this to be free, and we are appreciate the support of everyone, because we want to continue doing screenings at churches, film festivals, community centers. Like, this is a tool that will grip someone's heart.
Now, I was thinking of, again, a diagnosis for breast cancer. You get pregnant. Of course, if you're going through what they call traditional oncology, they're going to argue chemo, radiation. All of these things would destroy a developing baby.
Yeah.
Because these are the rapidly dividing cells that, like cancer cells, you know, as we see the HCG link to cancer sometimes we talk about. But is there a happy ending? Not only is she okay, what about the baby? What's the story? And is this revealed in the film as well?
Yeah, it all is. It all is. And I can give a spoiler alert, because you're going to want to watch the film anyway.
Okay.
But, you know, the thing is that when you have very few options once you're pregnant at this point. And when her guy, her OB, her said, don't get your heart set on this baby. It's not going to turn out well.
Mm-hmm.
And just know this is not going to be a good pregnancy.
Yeah.
But you got Dr. Tony right afterwards. He said, you know what? No. Angie's body is healthy. She's done the natural treatments. Her body's prepared for this, and she's going to do well.
Mm.
But you know what? She felt uncomfortable with the tumor being there and there was still activity. So she elected to have a mastectomy. And you know what? I got to say, we want to help support people to make the decisions that they want to make. And one thing I learned, RSB, and this is so important, is that whatever decision you make, whether someone chooses to do a conventional approach or not, you have to always, always implement natural therapies. There is no option. And there's so much dichotomy, because the doctors would challenge her. No, don't use essential oils.
Yeah.
Don't change your diet. Don't do this. She'd go, what would it hurt?
Yeah.
What would it hurt? And that's the overall message, is it will never hurt. There's absolutely no research to show there's any sort of contraindication whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone elects chemo or radiation or surgery, you need to do natural therapies.
Well, if you want to survive allopathic oncology at any level.
You have to.
Yeah.
And people don't know that enough.
I want to add a parallel track to that, and I know you know this as well, is that we obviously are holistically oriented, although I wasn't raised this way. I had, you know, to overcome my pharmaceutical upbringing.
Yes.
But there's a point where people will make a choice based on their state of consciousness, their level of acceptance,
support
versus fear. And no matter what they choose, even if it's not what you or I would choose, love them,
please.
Love them, support them, because whatever choice they make, their best opportunity to really survive, despite whatever we might disagree with, is that they are supported and loved no matter what choice they make.
And you would never know what you'll do until you're in that situation.
Right, yeah.
And how important is that?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've learned, you know what, this documentary has caused me to love people more unconditionally. Because there was maybe an element of judgment for people.
Right, no, we come through.
I'm there. And I confess it to you, my friend. And I was like, how dare me do that? Because I'm that kind of guy, unless I'm on my deathbed, I'm not going to take an ibuprofen. I haven't taken any drugs or anything in years and years and years. But at the end of the day, we need to support people.
Well, and this is where I would say, please remember where you came from. Because you've probably been there and forgotten.
Yes.
You know, and like doing the show, you know, I can almost create a bubble and forget.
Yes.
And then something happens and I'm reminded. I'm like, oh, thank you for reminding me. Because I never want to, you know, be treated in a way that would have been devastating to me in that circumstance. Although I recognize there's time for tough love. You know, sometimes you have to be straight. I'm not saying, you know, you just, there are times. But always listen to the voice of Spirit, because it's always trying to communicate to us to help another. And, you know, sometimes we just got to work to get our egos out of the way and differentiate between that. And that's practice, I think.
And you know what this film, I hope, does? Bridges the gap.
Yeah.
Because there is this gap. And people think they have two choices, medical or natural. Well, you know what? What if you wanted to do both?
Right.
And we want to support your decision to do whatever it is that you need to do. But most importantly, you always have to incorporate the natural or your body will not get through this.
Yeah. And you know, what's interesting, too, from a patient's perspective, because to go out to traditional oncology at any point, they're not typically trained to love on you.
No.
You know, or support you because you want to do anything else in addition, even though, you know, it's not interfering. In fact, it's only going to save your life because of what they do could end your life. Right. So you've got it's enough to struggle with that cancer diagnosis than to have to battle a doctor of any kind. And so, wow, what a journey this must be.
Powerful
see
story.
See this thing. Yeah.
It's a powerful story.
And so this is November 6th, hopeforbreastcancer.com. And have you submitted it to any, film festivals?
Yeah, we're going to be actively part of the 2020 film festival tour.
Oh, wow.
And it's already been favored to win some. I almost can't believe it's
That's
here.
Amazing.
And I'm just grateful for your work and for Ty and Charlene, The Truth About Cancer, all the donations to the Independent Cancer Research Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope and pray that we can sponsor more patients, go to more clinics to do more movies, because that's the whole purpose.
That's the plus factor. That's the plus factor, y'all. And Dr. Eric Zielinski's bringing it, bringing that heart of love and healing. HopeForBreastCancer.com. Can you stick around for about 5 more minutes? Do one more segment.
Yeah.
Want to find out what else Dr. Z is up to. We haven't had him on in a while, in addition to essential oils and stuff, but I'm excited about this as anything to check out this film coming out. So we'll be back with more with Dr. Eric Zielinski here on The Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to RobertScottBell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration dates. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Here we go. The Robert Scott Bell Show is back on. Dr. Eric Zielinski is with me, and I'm just get a little fist bump to Casey Krejci off camera there, and we're going to get him on if I can track him down afterwards when we have time together. Oh, yeah, I know. This guy, I love this guy. He's amazing.
I love him.
Yeah. Are you doing Living Fuel? Everybody doing Living Fuel?
I'm doing Living Fuel. Actually, yeah. Living Fuel was what Sabrina lived on when she won Mrs. Georgia and almost won Mrs. America. What a great segue.
That's perfect.
She was 41 years old,
yes.
Winning mm-hmm. the swimsuit contest,
yes.
Competing with girls half her age.
Wow.
After four babies.
That's, yeah.
No liposuction.
No. It's a stunning.
No vaccines.
Thing. Yes.
Natural home birth.
Right.
In a hot tub.
Yeah.
Living Fuel.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And y'all know, this year has been a banner year for the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks in part to a donation from Casey Krejci to give us the software to do a TV style show that we do when I'm back in studio. Yeah. So we are so grateful for his whole family for so many reasons. So Miss Georgia. So that makes you, as you said, Mr. Georgia.
I'm officially Mr. Georgia.
Officially Mr. Georgia.
I don't get enough credit.
Well, I left Georgia years ago, so you can have
yes,
the title. I don't think I ever made it there. But the new book on essential oils as well.
Yeah, called The Essential Oils Diet.
Yep, yep.
And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to help people really understand and navigate that it's all about quality, not quantity. Mm-hmm. People are really obsessed about the number of carbs and calories and fats and things, but really, sometimes they're really not looking at what's in the food. Mm-hmm. Best example is gluten-free industry.
Ooh,
most
yeah.
gluten-free food is junk.
Cardboard.
Can I say that? It's just full of sugar, full of things. So we're letting people know that there are compounds called bioactive compounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are the plant-based rich phytonutrients like polyphenols, carotenoids, essential oils, and fiber that are just antioxidant rich that help cure and heal disease.
Yes.
So we're just getting people really back to nature, but it's been eye-opening for many people because, again, and nothing against the keto movement and the low-carb, high-fat movement, but still, it's like it's all about quantity, not quality anymore.
Right,
and we're trying to say, got Jeffrey Smith coming on. Mm-hmm. No GMOs.
Quality.
Organic. We want to make sure we know what the ingredients are.
Yeah. You know, I started this for my own health purposes, right?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, for me, it was starting because I had a great mentor recognizing the quality is so critical.
Yes.
Whether you're a vegetarian or not, it was quality, because we're having to undo so much of the toxicological burdens.
Yep.
And so I would meet vegetarians and vegans along the way, and they feel somewhat superior to any meat eater. I'm like, okay, you got your thing, but talk to me about how much of your vegetarian food is organic. Like, is that important?
Yes.
I mean, they didn't know.
Oh, I know.
They didn't know. I'm thinking, wow, I hadn't, because you just assume. You can't assume. But like, if you go to a vegetarian restaurant, don't assume it's healthier just because it's vegetables. What is it grown in?
Yes.
How is it grown? What's added to it?
So much sugar. Yeah. So many preservatives, especially in that stuff. So that's what we do. And it's been a wonderful best-selling book. Again, Essential Oils Diet. You can get it anywhere books are sold. And it's really opened up the eyes of a lot of people. Plus, of course, using essential oils. People don't realize that cinnamon absolutely helps balance blood sugar. Mm-hmm. Peppermint curbs hunger. Is a natural energy booster, and people, this really blew my mind.
Yes.
Grapefruit and lime essential oils stimulate lipolysis. So, but just by inhaling these essential oils, your body will start to slowly burn fat because it creates a joyful, happy mood. And I don't know anyone, really, think about it. Most people eat bad foods when they're in a bad mood. There's a definite psychological advantage.
There's a correlation there,
So when there's a psychological advantage, when you can boost your mood, and that's where citrus oils comes into play. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help people, again, use essential oils to enhance the flavor, but also the quality aspect of it.
Yeah. Every day I use essential oils. I didn't used to. You know, when I first got into homeopathy, I said, avoid essential oils.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Well, it's always about the aromatics. They're supposed to cancel it, but most of that is nonsense, actually.
I'm glad you mentioned that. No research.
Yeah. No, it's like they kind of develop a dogma about it. Like one little thing happened 100 years ago, and then it blows up into a dogma. You're like, what is the basis for that?
Same thing in oncology.
Yeah.
There's no research at all to suggest that you can't use essential oils when you're taking a treatment at all.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of fear. Oncologists will say don't. And I challenge that. And so we need to start challenging doctors more.
Yes.
Right?
Please do. Y'all stand up for what's right. Stand up to protect yourself, your family members. Dr. Eric Zielinski, what is your website for everybody to find it?
Oh, please. NaturalLivingFamily.com. Check out my wife and I, our work. And we love you. Appreciate you and RSB. I love you and your family. It's always a blessing to see you here.
NaturalLivingFamily.com. I want to make sure everybody's going to be in the notes, y'all. RobertScottBell.com. And Dr. Eric Zielinski, appreciate you so much. You know that. I'm a big fan from afar now because I'm not your neighbor anymore, but that we get together at events like this, The Truth About Cancer, and any other events that are happening. I encourage everybody, step out of your comfort zone if you can attend. Maybe it's close to you, maybe it's not, but you will be transformed because you have taken a step. You've told Spirit, I'm worthy, you're worthy, and you're rewarded.
It's a homecoming.
The gifts are coming, So the healing gifts are coming, and you're delivering them too, my friend.
Hey, I met some lady in the elevator, and she goes, I've been live streaming this event for a couple of years, but in person.
It's amazing.
It's next level.
All right, y'all.
Love y'all.
Back for a second hour at Dr. Andy Wakefield next. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
Alright, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337 7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.